Hello, this is Tyler Finder. Thank you for joining us today. We invite you to connect with us on all social media outlets. Now, let's go to the message.
That men may know that thou whose name alone is Jehovah art the most high over all the earth. Somebody say, there's nobody greater. Somebody say, Jehovah, it's all in the name. You may be seated. One of the greatest compliments I've ever received came this week through messenger from one of the great members of this church. And this person said, the last 2 weeks that you've preached on Jehovah, I've learned more in those 2 weeks than the 18 years I grew up in the Jehovah's Witness Church. Isn't it awesome when you get free from false religion and you, can we get an amen right there? I am a witness of Jehovah, but I am not Jehovah's Witness. I am a believer in Jesus Christ. I don't believe you can knock enough doors to get saved. I believe that we are saved by faith through grace, by grace through faith. I believe that Jesus, amen, has come. I believe that we are. And when that person sent me that, I said, man, what an amazing testimony, but what an amazing indictment against wherever he's from, that in 18 years they did him a disservice. Well, here we are today sitting in the right place at the right time. I'm going to go through the first four real quick. You can jump back in on iTunes or the website to catch up. But the first four were Jehovah Jireh. How many of you know him as Jehovah Jireh? God will provide. Then last week we talked Jehovah Shammah. God is present. He is an ever-present help in times of trouble. Jehovah Shalom. God is your peace. Natasha Larry, God is peace to you today. Jehovah Ra, God is my shepherd. Psalm 23, that provider, that comfort, that guide, he is our shepherd. But to get to the fifth one today, Jehovah Sidkenu, God is my righteousness. For those of you that are newer to church, new believers, or maybe you have never heard someone break down the word righteousness, Jeremiah 23 verses 5 and 6 says this, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, talking about Jesus Christ, and a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth, prophesying about Jesus. In his days, Judah shall be saved and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness, or Jehovah Sidkenu. And I love when God gives this word to Jeremiah, because what God says is Jeremiah, you are not righteous, comma, but I have good news. I am sending one. His name is Jesus Christ. And you will know him as the Lord of righteous. You will know him as the God of righteousness. Righteousness simply means to be in right standing with God. Righteousness means to operate with ethical conduct. I'm big on character, integrity, and ethics. I treat people the way that I want to be treated. But I'm here to tell you that before I met Jesus, I didn't have a reservoir to draw from on ethics and morality. But once I said yes to Jesus, he became my righteousness. And now I'm not trying to do it on my own, but his righteousness is now my righteousness. I am now an imitator of God. I am now doing my best every day to be like God. The Bible declares that no one outside of Jesus is righteous. Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. You say, does that mean the Pope? That means no, not one. Doesn't mean the most famous preacher on your television screen, Mother Teresa, doesn't matter who they are. None of us are born righteous. We are born in sin. We are shapen in iniquity, which means we all need Jesus, which I'm so glad that we're here today, because probably 95% of us have accepted Jesus, have accepted him as our righteousness. But I've got good news for those who haven't. Before you leave this place today, before you get in line at Luby's, before you go park yourself in a recliner to watch football, you might have walked in here a nobody, but you can walk out here a somebody when you say, God, I don't have the answer, but you are my righteousness. You loan me your righteousness. Paul goes on to say, Farther down in Romans 3 and verse 23, for all have sinned. Somebody say all. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Can I just encourage you, church? Let us not judge people just because they sin differently than we do. Let's not judge people because their sin was done openly and ours is done privately. Let's not judge because someone else's sin was uncovered and you just maybe are a little smarter and hid yours better. No one is righteous. All have fallen short. All need the righteousness of God. Isaiah 64, 6, I know we're on track because Bishop used a lot of these same scriptures this morning and we never share notes, but we are all as an unclean thing. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags. And all we do fades as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. There is not one that is righteous but Jesus Christ. So for you and I to be able to stand before God as righteous can only be done with Jesus Christ. The Bible declares it is impossible to achieve righteousness on our own without Jesus. Jeremiah 13, 23, can the Ethiopian change his skin? Can the leopard change his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to doing evil. Remember, this is Jeremiah talking here, and he's saying you can't change flesh. It will always be flesh. Fast forward to 4,000 years, Paul says things like this, when I would do good, evil is present. That which I want to do, I don't do, and find the things that I do are the things that I don't want to do. What he's saying is I need Jehovah Sitkanu. I need God's righteousness to show up. Listen, I can tell you I've been a little convicted over the last 20 years of my life, over the last couple weeks, about the last 20 years of my life, because God said, Brandon, you sure thank me for the money. You thank me for the mercy and the grace. You thank me for all that. But he said, I haven't really heard you thank me for my righteousness. And if you didn't have my righteousness, nothing else would matter. You need my righteousness so that when you stand before God, remember the God of the Old Testament is still the same God, the one that used to open the earth and strike people down, that's the same God. The reason he don't strike you and I down when we do bad is he's looking through Jesus Christ. He's looking through his righteousness. So can I just put it in your Thanksgiving prayer every day? Thank you, Jesus, for your righteousness. Thank you, Jesus, that you stand and loan me your righteousness. Jesus Christ is the only source of righteousness. That is why there is no salvation outside of him. 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. I love, and I'll tell this the Clip Notes version of this story. One of my favorite Bible teachers got arrested, and he was wrongly accused by his daughter when he just whipped her. And she said she was getting beat. Oh, there's a big difference between getting beat and getting whipped. Every kid needs to be whipped. He said, I don't have the heart to do it. I do. Bring them here. So this great, well-known Bible teacher, everyone knows who he is because he's on TV all the time, is standing there in his orange jumpsuit in the jail, and he's all cuffed up, and one of those smart aleck prisoners said, hey, aren't you that TV preacher? And he said, yes, I am, and I'm still the righteousness of God. Can I tell you, it doesn't matter what you've done once you put it under the blood of Jesus, once you've asked God to forgive you, once you've repented, once you've turned away, all of those things that you used to do and used to be, they are now covered. There's a righteous Jesus standing between you and God the Father. Jesus, Jehovah Sitkanu, the Lord our righteousness, offers to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. He offers for us righteousness as a free gift when we accept him as our Savior. 1 John 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The day you said yes to Jesus, boom, you were clean. The old you is passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Can I encourage believers? That's why every day we crucify our flesh. Every day we pick up our cross, because it reminds us to thank God and to keep Him not just a Savior one day, but make Him Lord of all. Why? So that the righteousness of God is there instead of the unrighteousness. Isaiah 61:10, I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for He hath clothed me with the garment of salvation, and He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Every morning, we put on the garment of praise and the robe of righteousness. When you walk into your job, remember, you are the righteousness of God because of Jesus Christ. When you walk into the courtroom, remember, you are the righteousness of God. That's why we praise. You take somebody who's wearing the robe of righteousness and they have the garment of praise, a praiser understands what righteousness does. If I could encourage you today, church, let the praises of God roll off your lips every day. Magnify Him every day of your life. But remember, when I left the house this morning, I'm wearing the robe of righteousness. You might not think much of me, but God thinks enough of me that He's loaned me His righteousness. Number six, Jehovah Rapha. God is my healer. I talked to a sister at the beginning of this service. She said, I'm waiting for my test results. I have this going on. And I said, the sermon that I'm preaching, there's a word in it for you. Sis, this is your word right here. Exodus 15, verse 26. And said, if thou wilt, this is God talking, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do what is right in His sight, and will give ears to His commandment and keep His statute, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am Jehovah Rapha, which means I can live in a COVID-fallen world and I walk in health. That can mean every person in your family might have had heart disease until you showed up. That means everybody around you can be suffering from the things, but you say, hey God, Jehovah Rapha, you're my healer. Go before me, live in me, clean up the mess behind me. You are my healer, and I declare you to be that for me. After wandering the desert for 3 days after they were delivered from Egypt, the children of Israel were desperate for water. God brings them to a body of water, and they drink the water, and it is bitter to drink. Israel, in their desperation caused them to murmur against Moses. Church, be careful what your desperation causes you to do. Single, some of you are desperately lonely. Being by yourself is better than with the wrong person. Being by yourself for the next couple years is better than hooking your cart to some man that doesn't love God, to some woman that doesn't follow God. In your desperation, don't do what Israel did what Moses did. Israel murmured against Moses, but Moses' desperation caused him to call out to God. My desperation doesn't drive me away from church, it brings me to church. Doesn't cause me to stop what I'm doing. It causes me to double down on what I'm doing. There's been times where my finances have been attacked. I didn't quit giving. I didn't hoard. I didn't save. I said, God, here's my regular tithe. Here's my regular offering. And devil, let me just kick you in the teeth. Here's another 50, God. I believe. Why? Because I'm not letting my desperation cause me to act like the rest of the world acts. I'm not going down. I'm coming up. I'm not getting weaker. I'm getting stronger. Why? Because Jehovah Rapha is my God, and when I say Jesus, He shows up. Jehovah Rapha shows up and heals in a multiplicity of ways. God says, Moses, there's a tree. Get the tree, get the branch. Throws the branch in the same body of water, and what was bitter now becomes sweet. In that water, there is healing. It's why that He said, God kept us whole in Egypt. He'll keep us whole in the wilderness. And He'll keep us whole in the promised land. For those of you that are dealing with sickness, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, Jehovah Rapha shows up and heals in a multiplicity of ways. For sickness and infirmity, Psalm 41:3 says the Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from their bed of illness. From those dealing with healing from mental affliction, Jonah 2:5 through 7, I won't take time to read it all, but when his mind began to play tricks on him and he thought he was going crazy, guess what God did? God brought mental health to Jonah. I am here to tell you, if you think you need to go see a doctor, go see a doctor. Just like you can get a physical healing from a doctor, I believe there are some people that need to go talk to the doctors about their mental state. But I believe this. I believe just like in Jonah, everything was taken away. His friends are against him. His wife's against him. His children have been taken. His money's gone. But he said, I know there is a God. I'm going to look to the hill. I'm going to find that Rapha that will show up and ease my mind. I'm grateful for doctors. I'm grateful for the doctors that help guide through mental disorder, bipolar and depression and all of those things. But I also know that there is a Jehovah Rapha that is available beyond business hours. There's a Jehovah Rapha that doesn't just take you. You don't have to go to the business. There's a Jehovah Rapha that still makes house calls. That in your prayer closet, in your office where no one is, Jehovah Rapha will show up. And you might be suffering here, but when God gets through talking to you and firing you up, you're going to be ready to take on the world. Jehovah Rapha for those that are spiritually fatigued. Psalm 23:3, he restores my soul. He restores my soul, leads me in paths of righteousness. There's righteousness again. Sitkanu, for his name's sake. Some of you are just tired. A line from one of my favorite country songs says, I'm tired, I woke up tired. Some of you are waking up tired. Not physically, maybe physically. Spiritually, you're fatigued by fear, by worry, by doubt, worried about where the next paycheck's going to come from, worried that what took your mom out is going to take you out, worried that the addictions that your father dealt with, that you picked up at 18 or 16, that they're going to take you to an early grave. I want to tell you, spiritual fatigue, once you have tapped into Jesus, all you have to do is call on Jehovah Rapha, and that Jehovah Rapha will come, and just like a 15-minute power nap, you're going to wake up out of that prayer, out of that worship, out of that praise, and say, God, I feel like going on. I feel like taking some more land. I feel like there's something in front of me. Jehovah Rapha offers us healing from emotional suffering. The 147th Psalm says that God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wound. I don't know why he said what he said to you, single mother. But those emotional scars, they're tough for you to carry. It's tough for you to see other people across the aisle from you today or people that you work with, and it seems like their lives are so easy, and there's an emotional turmoil within you. I am here to tell you that there is a Jesus that is found, and when you find Jesus, Jehovah Rapha is a part of the benefit package, and he will bring you emotional healing. And don't be afraid of your scars. Scar said, I lived through the attack, and I've got a story to tell. Jehovah Rapha heals anxiety or worry. John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, Jesus says. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. This anxiety and worry is something that we talk about almost every service now because it's that important. I've lost peers and colleagues, pastors, to suicide. If it affects pastors that are talking to God and leading churches and being led of the Spirit, imagine what it's doing to the casual Christian. Imagine what it's doing to the 15-year-old that doesn't know how to manage emotions and compartmentalize things in their life, I am here to tell you, be anxious for nothing. Pray about everything. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. If you're going to pray, don't worry. But if you're going to worry, don't pray. You cannot pray and worry. They cannot come out of the same mouth. But when you say Jehovah Rapha, I am here to tell you, it doesn't matter how you feel. Anxiety has to go. Fear has to bow. Worry cannot stay. You cannot pray to Jehovah Rapha and be worried at the same time. Pastor Beck, if you'll come for the last one, number 7, Jehovah Nisi. I save the best for last. In my opinion, I love Jehovah Nisi. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses built an altar and called the name, verse 15, called the name of it Jehovah Nisi. God is my banner. Now, for those of you that don't understand what that means, let me just encourage you. When God is your banner, everybody's going to know it. If God's really your Lord, everybody's going to know it. We had a great conversation, Mandy and I, with Tyler last night, and it's great to see his mind and spirit maturing, and we've been talking about friendships and relationships and who he's hanging out with and all these things. And Tyler said, a lot of these people that I'm coming into contact with, he said, you can't tell they're a Christian. The only way you know is if they tell you, yeah, I go to church, I love Jesus. But he said their social media accounts don't show it. When you hang out with them, there's no mention of God. When Jehovah Nisi is your God, everybody's going to know it, because it's like you're carrying a banner that can be seen from people in front of you and behind you. This is my God. This is who I serve. This is who I run after. This is who I listen to. This is who makes the decisions in my life. This is who goes before me. This is who comes after me. This is who fights my battles. This comes from the story of Jehovah Nisi, where Moses is getting ready to fight the Amalekites. And he tells his generals, pick out the strongest men and have them fight. Moses turns to Aaron and Hur and he says, let's go to a high place so that we have a good vantage point of the enemy and of the battle. Moses takes his rod and he stretches it out over the battlefield. And as long as his rod was extended, the nation of Israel won. But he became very weary. The Bible says that Aaron and Hur, they got him a place to sit. And when he became too weak, they upheld his hands. Maybe you're losing not because you're a loser, but you've invited losers into your battle. Maybe you're losing not because you're a loser, but because you've invited losers into your battle. And when you need them to hold you up, they're nowhere to be found, or they're too weak. What I love when you study this out, when the nation of Israel and when the nations would march into battle, they would carry a banner. And that banner showed two things: who our king is and what army we are. Who I'm fighting for and who I'm fighting with. When I say Jehovah Nisi, when I call on the name of Jesus, when I'm in the middle of a battle, when I'm getting ready to go into battle, I'm letting the enemy know, hey, listen, I'm not some also-ran. I'm not some footnote. I am a child of God. I am a believer. I am a follower. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I'm not a casual Christian. I am bought with a price. I am covered in the blood. I am anointed, appointed, filled with His Spirit. I stand on the Word of God. I operate in faith. I need you to know that there's one person coming out of the valley, and it's the one that knows Jehovah Nisi. You're my banner. Stand on your feet. When you hold up the banner of Jehovah Nisi, you let the enemy know, this is who my king is. I'm not a nobody. I'm a somebody because of Jesus. But then this is what I love that your banner does. I got friends in high school, from high school. They won't hang out with me anymore. They get too much Jesus when they're with me. I've literally had to tell me, hey, cool it with the Jesus talk, the church talk. That's not what we're, if you invite me, that's what you're getting. It's my banner. See, some of us, we raise the banner on Sunday morning, then we fold it up and go to work, and nobody knows. No, when you hold the banner up, the devil knows, and you'll attract the right people to fight with you, to hold up your hands. I'm here to tell you, I don't know what battle you're fighting, but I know that in Jesus, the name Jehovah Nissi is there. He is your banner. He is your God. He's fighting with you, for you, and around you, and God's going to send you the right people. I don't know what you need. If you need God to be your healer, this is the moment. Jehovah Rapha is your healer. If you need God to be your righteousness, maybe you've been struggling in an area and you say, God, I need your righteousness. I need your freedom. I want you to come and join us. Or maybe you need Jehovah Nissi. Maybe you're in the battle of your life.